Last of the Giants, part 2. We will start with Daniel 2, verse 19. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel said, "Praise the God of heaven. Praise the God of heaven." And said, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we ask of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king." Then he goes on to interpret the dream, and it's the four empires, the idolatrous statue, the head of gold, silver, brass, and iron and clay, which the head of gold is the Persian Empire, the silver is the Greco, and the brass is, I forget, but the iron and clay are the last and the final empire that crumbles under the stone, the rock, the Mansur. The rock is a little stone, and it was thrown at the idol, which had become a great mountain, and it took it down. It is the kingdom, the eternal, everlasting kingdom for the king of whom we serve. Praise be to his great and holy name forever. And ever, and ever, and ever. Okay, let me go back here. I have so many notes. let's go back to you. Also, let's have a look at some of the judgments and how they're going to come down. Let's look at... let's do a couple more warfare scriptures. That we know that this is the truth of God that we declare. When the enemy starts coming in like a flood, we raise up that standard of the word of the Lord, because his word exalts his name. His word exalts its name. It says in the Hebrew English. I know it's different in the New King James, but I like that. I like it. I like it. I'll take it. Sometimes I think, well, never mind. Is Psalms 1. Oh, my way. Okay, Psalms. I want to talk about the real men and women of God, the leaders that God is going to bring out from the fold to watch over the fold under him. Not the ones that are beating the sheep and butchering them and fleecing them and taking advantage. You know who those are. 136:2. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. And I agree, we should talk out all of Psalm 136. Please go through it. Then Psalm 140. We exalt his mercy. We exalt his mercy. Rescue me, O Lord, from evil men, and protect me from the men of violence who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent, and the poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from men of violence, Hamas, who plan to trip my feet. Proud men have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. Selah, O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. O sovereign Lord, deliver, my strong deliverer, who shields my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, O Lord, and do not let their plans succeed, or they will become proud. Selah. Let the heads of those who surround me be covered with the trouble their lips have caused. Let burning coals fall upon them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. Let slanders not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down men of violence. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at some of, oh my gosh, there was so much. I mean, there is so much in the Word of God about how the Lord works and what His justice looks like. And that this lines up, Daniel 2, about who God is, with Nehemiah 9, which is the Song of Moses. Why is this important? Because Revelation 13 says, those who sing the Song of Moses, those who sing the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb, these are the ones that overcome who? The beast. Okay, here it is. This beast has 10 horns and 7 heads with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. And the beast I saw resembled a leopard, but it had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. And the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Men worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worshipped the beast and asked, who's like the beast? Who can make war against him? And the beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise authority for 42 months, 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander the name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given and to conquer them. He was given power to make war against the saints. And to conquer them, and he was given authority over every tribe, language, and nation. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Let him who has ears, let him hear. If anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. This calls for patience, endurance, and faithfulness on the part of who? The saints. The saints. Okay. And let me, wait. Who is like you, Lord? Who is like you, Lord? I was talking about the wounding. Okay. And then the number of the Antichrist, those who are empowered by the Lamb and work like them. Okay, let's hear it in verse 15. I'm sorry, it was chapter 15. It was not 13. 13 was about who the beast is. Chapter 15 says, verse 7, 8. Who are these people? Oh, I'm sorry. To one, verse 2, this is a picture in heaven. Those who have held harps. I'll start with the heavenly view. I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign, 7 angels with 7 last plagues. Last because with them God's wrath is completed. And I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire. And standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and had his image and over the number of his name, they held harps given to them by God and sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, which I refer to in Nehemiah 9. It's also in Deuteronomy 32, I think. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. And when I looked after this, I looked in heaven, the temple, that is the tabernacle of the testimony, was open. And out of it came 7 angels with 7 plagues. Okay, that's the wrap-up of the time of tribulation. All right. There's a lot of what the judgments are about, how they operate, or how they're played out. So I'm going to give a summary of Mystery Babylon. It's at 2 parallels. The fall of Mystery Babylon will look like this in pairs. Parallelisms. Okay, Babylonian demonic powers have just taken on a new garment, and it's called Islam. Same array of paganism. They worship the moon god, etc., etc. And Mystery Babylon, these are the same. Isaiah 13 and 14. Okay. Jeremiah 15:51. and Revelation 17 and 18 describes the fall of mystery Babylon. I want to go over and look at what some of the... Now, Islam is occultic. Babylon is occultic. And the Egyptian, you know, death religions, these occultic, they're basically the same. Underground, under the earth, dark, you know, occultic, hidden, secret templates. It's the same, you know. The same Greco-Roman, you know, titans, whatever. Nephilim, fallen angels. So they have the same definitions or descriptions, demonic powers. And look, sure, they do have, the enemy does have authority. Now, on this side of the cross, he only has authority if we give it to him. And if we're walking in our sin and following the world, the flesh, and the devil, if we're following Jesus and walking in him, then we are under his protection. We are in his house and under his divine protection. Thank you, Lord. All right, here's some... I did have a dream a couple of nights ago. Last week, I was waking up. And I was with O'Biden. And actually, I haven't had very many dreams about Obama. Only a couple. And we were walking, I think it was in Washington, D.C. That wasn't the important part. And he was walking and talking to this other man, and I was walking alongside, just listening. And and they were going to get married, and they were going to the altar to make wedding vows. And then we were at the altar, and Obama kissed this man. Ugh, it's disgusting. When it was not Michelle Obama. It was, and I heard, and I was like, oh my gosh, these people made a marriage covenant. They made a covenant. And when I woke up, I heard red wedding. Red is communism. So, here's how the judgments will play out. First, covenant, those who have broken covenant. Those who break covenant, even covenants they made are secret or through deception, they don't keep them. It is the ancient, I guess, Gaelic, whatever. I think it's Gaelic, Druidic, if you look it up. Old English name for covenant breaker was warlock. And these would be the Masonic and those who have that template, like someone said. And certain religious institutions that operate out of their own presumptions and revelations, not what is exclusively laid out in the scriptures. The tech industry, because of the shed innocent blood. The fall of the health corporations, because of their deception and witchcraft, pharmakia. The fall we'll see if we live to see through this. A lot of people, the judgments are going to be pretty severe. The fall of wealth and corporate greed, the wealthy of the earth, who use corporate greed and exploitation of the poor, and deception, and we could include quite a bit of those corporations, which I won't name now. And the lying communications. I did have a vision about shutting the dragon's mouth. His eye was looking at me, and he's looking to accuse and slander and put all this stuff out. And I began to, and his mouth was open, and his, you know, split tongue was wagging all over the place. I took a rope, and I began to wrap his mouth up and turn into a huge crocodile mouth and bind it. And so this is AI. This is artificial intelligence. And then we deal with the fall of Mystery Babylon, which I laid out to you. So God be praised. Let his name be exalted. Let the righteous in the Lord rejoice. Jesus said, I could give you those scriptures, if you like, about the abomination, Matthew 24 and 25, Luke 21 and 22, and I think Mark 13 and 14. When you see all these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption is drawing nigh. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Who is like our God amongst all the gods? There is none. Bless the name of the Father, Yeshua, our Mashiach, and the Holy, Holy Spirit that guides and instructs us and is part of the temple in Yeshua's great name. Amen.